This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It's back to square one for President Bush, who is still without a replacement for retiring Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. His first pick, White House counsel Harriet Myers, withdrew her nomination yesterday. The setback came as the administration was bracing for possible indictments from a federal grand jury investigating the outing of a covert CIA operative. NPR's David Green has more on the political challenges facing the president.
George W. Bush's path to the presidency came with a grand strategy devised in large part by his political mentor, Karl Rove. One tenet of the plan was to avoid his father's missteps and make sure to keep his party's political base happy. At the 2000 Republican National Convention, Mr. Bush told an electrified crowd that a party united under his banner of compassionate conservatism had a bright future.
We are now the party of ideas and innovation, the party of idealism and inclusion, the party of a simple and powerful hope. My fellow citizens, we can begin again.
The Bush-Rove plan also included avoiding the mistakes of Bill Clinton, whose second term became overwhelmed by a sex scandal and an impeachment. Here's Mr. Bush on the campaign trail in 2000.
In my administration, we will ask not only what is legal, but what is right. Not just what the lawyers allow, but what the public deserves. In my administration, we'll make it clear there is the controlling legal authority of conscience.
And when he sought re-election 4 years later, Mr. Bush, with solid backing from Republicans and just enough swing voters, won a second term. At a post-election news conference, the president carried a swagger.
Let me put it to you this way. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
But it would not prove to be so easy. Polls now show many Americans have lost their trust in Mr. Bush, in large part because they don't approve of his handling of the war in Iraq. And for the moment, the type of White House that Karl Rove envisioned has in some ways been upended. Conservative lawmakers and pundits resisted the choice of Harriet Myers for the Supreme Court, and so yesterday, after conceding that her nomination had become a burden on the White House, Myers stepped aside. Meanwhile, a grand jury is considering bringing charges against senior White House aides in the CIA leak investigation. Mr. Bush was asked at a news conference last week if this probe and the conservative backlash against Myers was getting in the way of his agenda.
There's some background noise here. A lot of chatter. A lot of speculation and opining. But the American people expect me to do my job, and I'm going to.
George Edwards is a presidential scholar at Texas A&M University. He said beginning with Hurricane Katrina, but especially during the grand jury investigation and in the face of the opposition to Myers, the Bush White House has been in an unfamiliar position, not in control.
This White House has always been, I think, very strategically oriented and done a very good job of squeezing what they can out of the particular context in which they find themselves. Now they're in a responsive mode, and someone else is in charge, and that's very difficult. And they don't have a lot of political capital to dig their way out of it.
Polls show Mr. Bush's approval ratings around 40%. Both Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton had similar numbers in the middle of their 8 years and left office with majority support from Americans. How will Mr. Bush try to regain his political footing? Professor Edwards said he expects Mr. Bush first to try to thread a needle, finding a new Supreme Court nominee who pleases conservatives but does not produce a backlash from Democrats. Then, if the grand jury does hand out indictments of senior White House officials, Edwards said the president may try to follow the path of Ronald Reagan, who brought new faces into the White House in the wake of the Iran-Contra scandal.
It might help overcome an administration that has been distracted or demoralized and burnt out. But even wise heads are not going to be able to easily overcome this basic political context in which the president finds himself. So I have to argue that there is no silver bullet.
When the president has looked for silver bullets in the past, he's always been able to turn to his most trusted advisor. But Karl Rove has not been traveling as much with the president, and his future alongside Mr. Bush may be out of his control and in the hands of a grand jury. David Green, NPR News, Washington.